Questions about whether he had discussed Moscow sanctions with the Russian ambassador before inauguration. Ryan saying the intelligence community is handling it.
Because they're the ones who have access to classified information.
President Trump's about to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House today, and an aide says he won't be pushing a two-state solution for peace in the Middle East.
The official says peace could come through a two-state solution, but the president won't try to dictate the terms of that peace.
That's Sharon Reed. Almost 200,000 people who'd been evacuated from communities below the Oroville Dam in Northern California have been allowed to go back home, but they're still on alert should they have to evacuate again. This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says federal officials will be in the Windy City next week to continue working with the Chicago Police Department to try to reduce violence. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin saying gun violence and deaths are indeed unacceptable.
For the president to say, I'm going to send in the feds is one thing. We need more than that. We need resources to strengthen and train our police force. We need to work in the neighborhoods to deal with this violence.
The Democratic mayor met with the new U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday. Cleanup is underway in southeastern Texas after severe storms and at least one tornado touchdown. 8 people were hurt by yesterday's severe weather, 6 of the injured in the small community of Van Vleck, where the National Weather Service says an EF1 twister touchdown. Almost 56,000 U.S. bridges have structural problems and need help soon. It's according to a report out today from the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. This is USA Radio News.
Ah, oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Actor Ashton Kutcher is to headline a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing today on ending modern slavery and human trafficking. A Connecticut boy is dead from cancer, but he managed to keep up the fight long enough to do something he had always wanted to do, meet Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and see that team win the Super Bowl. 10-year-old Logan Schoenhart was featured by ESPN in December when he met his hero while suffering from terminal brain cancer. Now, little Logan has passed away, and Patriots owner Robert Kraft has sent condolences to his family, saying they were lucky to have had a fan like him. In New York City, reports of thieves posing as immigration and customs enforcement agents trying to con people into handing over money. Scott Pringle has more.
Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer says a group of men dressed like ICE agents approached a Woodside Queens man Monday and threatened to deport him if he didn't hand over money.
A sick act of 4 individuals preying on innocent immigrants trying to make a quick buck.
The victim gave the men $250. They let him go. ICE officials say their agents never asked for cash.
And India sets a new space record after the successful launch of 104 satellites at once. The Indian Space Research Organization smashing a previous record of 37 that was held by Russia. These satellites were carried on one rocket. Most of them are owned by a U.S. company using them for Earth imaging. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor, and I have a private practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. I do Counselor's Chat to promote good mental health and to remove the stigma so people who may be struggling with issues around depression, anxiety, addiction, so many different things, feel that it's appropriate and okay to go into some counseling. So today, for those of you that might follow me on Facebook, which you can under Counselor's Chat, I'm at Facebook page, Counselor's Chat, my topic today is, what is love? Now, I chose that, I don't know, can any of you guess? Maybe because yesterday was Valentine's Day. And love is a very interesting emotion thing, both. Because it is an emotion. And I also say it's a thing because we can make a choice around it. So it's not just an isolated feeling. It is also about behavior and choices that we make about how to care for ourselves and care for others. So I do think it's an important topic. Now, we have one basic word in English for love, and that's love. However, the ancient Greeks actually had seven words for love. Then there are real different things, because love is not always romantic, and I think most of us have experienced that loving a friend may have nothing romantic about it. So that type of love, I'm not going to go into all the different types of Greek words, though I can, and you can look them up. And I'm not really all that good at even English. They have trouble with pronouncing English words. But I'm going to explain the seven different types of love. And these are loosely based on Plato and Aristotle. Okay, so these ideas of love go back quite a way. So again, romantic love or sexual passionate love, that is really one of the greatest things that we think about when we think about the word love. We talk about falling in love. I often say to my clients, falling in love is more like an accident. We fall down the steps. That romantic love can be highly passionate. And it can really be very fulfilling in so many ways. However, romantic love oftentimes doesn't have much to do with logic or reason. So, which is why Cupid is often depicted as blindfolded. Okay, so there's no reason. The next type of love is a type of friendship love. And this is when we bear goodwill towards one another. We do it because it's useful and it's pleasant, and that it's rational and virtuous to have a goodwill type of love for someone else. That's that friendship. Sometimes that friendship can come from a romantic, you know, initial romantic connection. And sometimes it's just, you know, it's my best friend, my BFF, as we now say. Where there may not be any romantic connection, it's just that we're really good friends and we wish good things on the other person, and they wish good things for us. It is also a high level of understanding of others and the world, and even understanding of ourselves. The next type of love is a family love. It's a love between parents and children. And that does differ from friendship love. Sometimes parents get confused and they want to be their children's best friend. That type of love does not do well in parenting. It needs to be a little bit more of a tough love, so that part of that love is about rearing and setting boundaries and limits, doing some discipline, meaning not necessarily a swat on the behind, even though a swat on the behind for a very young child, and I don't mean an infant, I mean like a year old or 2 years old, even three, is an attention getter. So I'm not advocating child abuse at all. That is not love, but I'm advocating discipline. And discipline can mean being disciplined. In other words, we get up at a certain time, we have breakfast, we expect your lunch at a certain time, dinner at a certain time, homework, you have chores to do, that's going to happen at a certain time. We live our lives in a disciplined manner. So as a parent, my job is to provide that type of discipline for my children so they have a sense of safety, a sense of security, they know what to expect, their lives feel safe. Okay. The next type of love is more of a universal love. We do use the word agape. Agape is a Greek word. It is a love that we might have for strangers, for nature, or even for God. So it encompasses things like altruism. It is defined by unselfish acts and concerns for the welfare of others. It can help us feel good about ourselves for being a helper. I think sometimes what we may do with that is we can take it to an extreme and become codependent. So that is not something that I, as you all know, that I don't promote codependency. But agape love is also connected to that sense of awe for nature and just love for humanity in general. Love that we may have for anything that's outside of ourselves that's more universal in nature. It can be associated with better mental health and better physical health. It can help with longevity. It helps with social intentions, cooperative intentions. And it's very altruistic. It can help build up and maintain. And so that's the agape love or God love. It's much more unconditional. The next type of love that we have is more playful. It can be sort of a teasing, flirting type of thing, having fun, enjoying ourselves. It's casual, undemanding, uncomplicated. It can be related to friendship, but we don't have to have that deep connecting friendship to a romantic connection to be silly and frivolous and flirty and those kinds of things and casual. It's very casual, but it is also about an acceptance. Then there's another type of love that is a practical love. In other words, it's founded on a reason or duty like love of country might be a good one. Love of a particular cause. So it's that thing that can spur us on to do things because we love pets or our dogs, our cats, our horses, and so because we love them, we are kind of spurred on for taking care of them, or we have a particular interest in something, and we really love that hobby, and so that would be that type of love. So it really can actually be very useful, not only in being self-fulfilling, but also to sort of help in society in general. And then the last type of love, the seventh type of love, is a self-love, which can be healthy or unhealthy. Unhealthy self-love is akin to being narcissistic. And so we're not looking at that type of love. We're talking about a healthy love that is a sense of good self-esteem, good boundaries, good limits, good self-worth, self-care, those types of things. And so that would be that seventh type of love. So the thing that's very interesting is kind of breaking it down, that those seven types of love, we just use the word love in English. We don't have these seven different words to explain them, but we do understand what they are. So I thought that's a very interesting thing. So there are a lot of positive effects on mental health when we do practice love in all seven forms. And oftentimes love can help us with things like stress management, depression, anxiety. It is a feel-good type of thing, feel-good emotion. It can help us develop good, stable relationships with others, thereby managing stress and decreasing anxiety and depression. So it can provide a way for mental health and mental health healing. That friendship type of support that can happen in relationships so that we no longer feel alone. Emotionally focused therapy focuses on transforming relationships into ones that feel safe and secure, that feel connected. So when we work on those types of relationships, again, emotionally focused therapy, which is a type of a theory that's used in couples counseling quite often, it is about building that sense of love, companionship, friendship, even a sense of cause. Okay, I love the cause. The cause may be co-parenting, so that is a cause. And it can do a huge amount, give us a huge benefit for that. There is scientific evidence that shows us that when we experience a loving relationship, that it actually triggers various neurotransmitters in the brain and hormones in our body, that produce and promote health. From the time we're born, put on our, you know, nowadays it's being put on your mother's, you know, belly. There's that eye contact. It triggers off things in our brain, in the limbic system, okay, that affects that connection. It can promote lifelong and personal and emotional health. So that connection with another human being, that love that we may have with another human being, that parent-to-child love, extremely important. Again, one of the things that it can do is it can promote a sense of safety, giving us the ability to cope with stress. There is also another theory called attachment theory, where feeling secure in relationships from early on can help us develop adaptive and coping mechanisms. Again, that sense of safety. And it's that connection of love. It sounds very unromantic. And I say this again, I say this to my clients, it's love is not necessarily about the romance. That's only one little aspect of love. So I'm going to take a short commercial break and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about some of the things that love can do to help our mental health. I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program, and I am talking to you about love. That love is both a feeling and a choice that in ancient times, Love Actually had seven different words. So it wasn't just love. Love for family, love for friends, love for particular activity, love for country, love for God, romantic love. So there's a number of ways that we use love that is not just about love. So many of us who have gone to or have participated in weddings, we oftentimes hear this particular, especially if we're Christian, hear this particular verse from the Bible. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it says, "Love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud. Love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Love does not keep records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes. Love always perseveres. Love never fails." So, I think that's such a good description also of what love is in terms of at least how to behave with love. So when I look at those seven types of love and I look at this particular Bible verse, it helps me make choices on what to do in a loving relationship. And it really doesn't matter if it is a romantic love or parental love or love of a hobby or love of country or whatever it is, love is patient. So we're not very good at practicing patience with anyone, with ourselves, with our neighbor, with our spouse, with our children. Love is patient. That means we have to sometimes wait. Learn how to tolerate waiting. Love is kind. So it is what we do, what we say, how we treat other people. Am I being kind? And again, this applies to marriage relationships, friendships, romantic, you know, being a parent, being a child. You know, last week we talked about caregiving. Am I being patient with my elderly parent? Am I being kind to my elderly parent who is now frail? Important things. Love does not envy. I think that's an important thing. It's, again, there's sort of that self-knowledge. I recognize, oh, I envy that person or I envy this person. Love doesn't envy. And love is not boastful. Now, one of the things about I might be good at something, well, that's not about being haughty or boastful. And so love is not proud. And what they mean is that it's not egotistical. Okay? It's not, ha ha, I'm better at this than you are. It's not about that. It's not boastful. If I am good at something, I am honest, I'm good at something. Not because I'm better than you at it or less than you at it. It's just the reality. And so I think there's a clear distinction with that. Love does not dishonor others. So if I love my neighbor, if I love my friends, if I love my family, if I love my husband, I'm not going to dishonor him, okay, or embarrass him in any particular way. And love is not self-seeking. So it's not about me first. It's not all about me and me first and I get what I want and I'm the one that's going to seek the attention. It's not about that either. And love is not easily angered. So there's part of that patience. I need to be patient. I'm not going to be a hothead and jump to conclusions. I need to think things out. These are things that we do. So this is why I say love can also be a choice. I choose to be patient. I choose to be kind. I choose not to envy or boast or dishonor. I choose not to keep a record of wrongs. So If I love someone, I'm not resentful. They did this and they did that. I'm not resentful. I let that anger go. Okay, so not easily angered, and I don't keep a record of wrongs. We're all individuals. We all make mistakes. We're human beings. We're fallible. If I'm going to keep a list of all the things that you did wrong, I need to look at myself also and let go of my list of things that I have against you and look at myself. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Rejoices with the truth. The truth is so important. The truth sets us free. The truth is transparency. Love protects. Love protects. So there's that safety element. And love always trusts, meaning not only do I trust you, it also means that I'm going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to have my guard down a little bit. I'm going to trust that you're not going to trample on me. In the same way, I'm going to work at being trustworthy. Love always hopes. Hope for the better. Now, there's a difference between expectation and hope. I should talk about this sometimes. An expectation has a definite attachment to it. Can I be disappointed if my hopes don't come to fruition? Yes, I can be. Can I be devastated if my expectations don't come to fruition? That's the difference. And love also always perseveres. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep working at it. I'm going to keep trying. I'm noticing I'm not being patient, or I'm not being kind, or maybe you're not being patient, or you're not being kind, and I'm going to persevere. I'm not going to keep a record of the wrong. I'm not going to say, ha, finally you got yours. And when we practice love in this way, we find that love never fails. And I think this is an important, you know, because a lot of times people say, I don't understand. What do I do? I don't understand what love looks like. I think that's such a good description of what love looks like. Yes, we can have 7 types of love. But in each one of those 7 types of love, we can take this description and apply it. So, more about some of the positive effects. So, we know that anxiety and depression are some of the most common mental health issues in the United States. And we also know that social isolation can be clearly linked to higher rates of depression and anxiety. We also know that getting married and staying married reduces depression in both men and women. So being alone can facilitate some depression and anxiety. Research shows that physical health improves when there is love and companionship, because symptoms of anxiety and depression are reduced. Oftentimes, and I say this quite often, fostering relationships can help with depression. I suggest to people quite often, go out and volunteer, find a cause, become involved, find a support group, help other people. Work on communication within your own relationship. And communicate in a way where you feel safe and secure and connected. And how do we do that? Well, we don't say you this and you that. I share with you how I feel. What are my feelings? I have to take a risk and hope that you're going to take what I share with you and be kind and gentle and patient. Okay, see how that works? And hopefully I will do the same when you risk sharing your emotions with me. So it actually can transform a relation to one that helps us feel safe, helps us feel connected because we're sharing our feelings. It creates a more loving and stable, supportive relationship. This will help relieve depression. It will help relieve anxiety. As human beings, we are social creatures. This is why we develop in why we have families, why we have towns, why we have communities. We live in groups. That's what we do. And when we isolate, when we break families apart, when we tear families apart, we are causing depression and anxiety. Our children are raised with anxiety and depression, feeling isolated and alone. Not having anyone to turn to or talk to can be very scary. So, love really works at helping us feel safe and protected. It helps build trust and hope. And it's something as human beings that we strive for. Sometimes, as human beings, we don't feel we can trust other people. We've been so hurt. And I know people have clients that just say, you know what, I can't trust people. I don't want people in my life. But you know where I get love? I get love from my dog. Because it's unconditional. And that can be very useful. That's why we have therapy pets these days. Feeling that sense of unconditional love. The thing that I would like to suggest is that we work at having unconditional love for each other. We are in such a divided time right now. Rather than loving each other, we're very busy hating each other. It's very distressing because it doesn't do anything except tear down. Love built up. Personal health, relationship health, family health. And it's one at a time. The healthier I am, the healthier my relationships are, the healthier my family is, the healthier my community is, the healthier my state is, the healthier my country is. And it's so important to recognize that there is that difference between narcissistic love and a healthy sense of caring love. Huge difference. So I'm going to take another short commercial break and I will come back and talk a little bit more about the effects of love. Maybe even talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, where that even came from, what that's about. A lot of us don't even know what that's about. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm talking about love. I've talked about 7 different types of love, which originated back during the time of Aristotle and Plato. There's Greek words that express those 7 different types of love. I've talked about how love can help with anxiety and depression, that love is not only an emotion, but a choice in the way we treat other people and treat ourselves. And with yesterday being Valentine's Day, I thought maybe I should talk a little bit about what that actually means. Where did it come from? We just say Happy Valentine's Day. And I think so many of us don't even know what the connection is or what we're celebrating. So Valentine is a person. And he is a saint in the Christian church, Saint Valentine of Tyrene. He is recognized as a 3rd century Roman saint, and he was commemorated on February 14th. And since the High Middle Ages, okay, that's around 1200, he became associated with courtly love. And so that's sort of where we developed that romantic, okay, that courtly love, romantic love. We know that he is was commemorated as a saint on February 14th, and that he was martyred and buried at a cemetery a little bit north of Rome on the 14th of February. And so he goes way back in terms of Christianity. I'm just wondering a little bit more here. I'm actually doing a little Googling here, so be just a little little patient with me as my, here we go. So the understanding here is that he was a Roman priest at the time of Emperor Claudius, who persecuted a lot of Christians at that time. So it was before before Rome became Christian. One of the things that he did is he was really against marriage between very young people. He was against polygamy. He believed that marriage was very sacred between one man and one woman. So we can see why he ended up becoming that courtly romantic figure. So that a lot of his ideas had to do with marriage and relationships. And so that was his background. So in the year, it says here, in the year 269, so that's a long time ago, he was sentenced to a three-part execution. He was beaten, stoned, and decapitated because he stood up for Christian marriage. He stood up for Christian marriage. It's very interesting. So it's Saint Valentine's. It's a Christian holiday. It's not just about hearts and cupids and chocolate and romance. So I just thought that was a little interesting piece of history. So love is both a choice of how we behave towards another person. And it's also a choice in terms of how we take care of ourselves. It is a feeling. It is not one of the easiest things to really comprehend. And we use the term a lot, love. Everything from, I love eating chocolate, too. I love my best friend, too. I love my cat, too. I love my husband, too. I love my children. We use the same word. And we also talk a lot about self-love. And so I do want to talk about that because I think that self-love can tilt over to that narcissism. And I think it's important to have good self-esteem and yet at the same time not become narcissistic. So it is about being mindful. So when we have a good sense of self-love, we have a better idea of who we are. I'm going to say we're more aware of what we think and feel and what we want. And so we take better care of ourselves in that way. We begin to understand the difference between what we want and what we need. So when we have good self-love, we might be able to turn away from something that we think we want and look for something that we need. And there we go. It's about staying focused on that type of mindfulness. It's not I want what I want when I want it. So that self-love is on Valentine's Day, just eating nothing but chocolate till I'm getting sick because that's what I want when I want. It might be having one little piece of chocolate because that's actually healthier. Self-love promotes good self-care. Taking better care of your needs, not better care of your wants. Well, what might be healthy needs? Sound nutrition, exercise, proper sleep, intimate and healthy social interactions, where we're talking about some of those other love aspects. Setting good boundaries. I talk about this all the time. Knowing what your limits are. Learning how to say no. Because you're tired or you're overwhelmed. So often when we don't set boundaries, what we do is we end up setting up resentments. Good boundaries are healthy. healthy. When we don't have good boundaries, we end up with resentments. That doesn't fit in the description of love. Doesn't fit at all in the description of love on how to love in terms of what I read. Good sense of boundaries helps us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Because we can respond better to who we are and what we feel. Very important. I know I talk about it all the time. So self-love means that we're able to also protect ourselves. Meaning I have a better idea of who to choose as friends. I suggest to people all the time, make a list. Make a list. It can be romantic. It can be a romantic list. It could be just a friend. Who am I looking for? What kind of person do I want as a friend? What kind of person do I want as a spouse? What kind of person do I want as a boss? As a coworker? As an employee? So the thing is that if I have a list of what I'm looking for, I know what my limits and boundaries are. I work within that situation. Okay? So I want someone who is trustworthy and loyal and honest and fun-loving and maybe a little spontaneous and who has a good sense of humor, who likes to have some deep conversations, who's loyal. Someone who I know has my back and allows me to have their back. Someone who risks sharing how they feel with me. And I know I can risk sharing how I feel with them. Someone who respects my boundaries. This is my list. So if I find someone that I'm your friend, you're my friend, something happens and you don't have my back, I may think twice about that. Or something happens and I've confided in you and I realize that you've gone and spread it around town. Well, I don't know if I want you to be my friend. I want you to be trustworthy. I want to know that you're safe for me. I may have to test things out a little bit to see that's the kind of person you are, but it's through observation. So if I have friends that are not really my friends, who are not there to join me and join with me in happiness and success and all of those other things, I may need to say, there's my boundary and limit. You've got to go. And so there is a bit of self-protection and self-love. I'm not going to just let anyone be my friend because some of them may not really have my best interest, because that's part of the thing. I have one friend that's got my best interest. And I want them to know that I have their best interest at heart. Part of self-love means self-forgiveness. So when I look back, you know, holding on to resentments, I can do that with myself. And not forgive myself. Filled with regrets. I can be so hard on myself. Sometimes we're taught to be hard on ourselves. The reality is we're human. We're not perfect. And being hard on ourselves when we make mistakes doesn't do anything. It's about learning that some of our mistakes are learned. They're lessons learned. And we can grow from our mistakes. So often that inability to forgive self will foster the depression and the anxiety, the self-loathing. It's not necessary. Listen to the words that you say to yourself. Are they negative? Are they harsh? Are they cruel? Would you say those words to your best friend? If you wouldn't, then stop. And the other aspect of self-love is live with intention. That means live your life with purpose. And a purpose may not be crystal clear, may be searching for it. However, you can have a purpose in terms of living a healthy life, making decisions that support health. That is an intention. That I may find I'm interested in a particular thing, I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to succeed at it to the best of my ability and accept the mistakes as lessons learned. And give myself a pat on the back for accomplishments. Not about being boastful, it's about being honest. I did a good job with that. Give myself a pat on the back. Just referring a little bit more to Bible passages. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So much of this begins with self-love. If I don't have a good self-love, I end up with resentment, regrets and resentment. That doesn't help. It only hurts. So when I work at loving myself, I can love other people. We feel safer. We reduce depression. We reduce anxiety. We encourage one another. We allow people to be who they are rather than trying to force them to be what we think they should be. We don't sabotage other people. We're not out to get other people. I mean, think about it. Loving myself first, am I going to self-sabotage? What is the benefit of self-sabotage? There is none. Why do I want to hurt myself? I need to look at that. I need to look at why would I do self-sabotage? So love is supportive. Supporting self, supporting others. So I hope this was useful. Got a little bit of knowledge about who Saint Valentine is. A little bit of his history. Talk about the seven different types of love that we have. The positive effects on love. And some of the things about self-love and how self-love, not narcissistic love, not selfish love, how a good sense of self-love can then promote itself to loving others. So I do hope this was helpful. A lot of times when I ask clients, well, what is love? I get a sort of a blank stare because we don't know. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. So I hope this was useful, that it's both a feeling and a behavior, and it's an attitude.